Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Back in studio for this. What a stupid ass ESPN format would never work in a city. And they'd be like, "Oh, Mike Golick, you're the best. You're the best Hall of Famer. You don't do this stuff. It's what people want."
Oh, let's go to the bottom and fourth and break down this thing.
You're the kind of girl you dream of. I got a challenge for Sarge.
Yeah, what is it?
Because you know what pisses me off?
What?
You go on Facebook and everybody's like, "I hereby challenge my three friends, the 10-day challenge, post your favorite sports picture."
Oh, but yeah.
I challenge you to 10 push-ups. Sarge, if I go in my car and I get three $100 bills out of it,
yep,
and I put it right here. And this is off like I'm tying a couple things together. This challenge crap, what's going on?
You keep... stacks of hundreds in your car?
Well, I might have 300s in there. And remember Kobayashi just had the big eating contest over the 4th and all that and all the hot dogs? And all that. Well, Jim just had mayonnaise sent at Cane's Mayonnaise. And there's this viral video where we're going around with this girl that was just pounding jars of mayonnaise. It's disgusting.
Oh.
Sarge, if I get you a spoon and you have to sit here, can you eat that entire jar of mayonnaise for $300?
Need more money. I'm not doing that for $300.
You wouldn't throw up. You wouldn't vomit for an attempt.
Absolutely not. No. Mayonnaise straight up is disgusting. I'll have it in chicken salad. I'll have it on a sandwich.
I don't want to know where you'd have it. It doesn't matter.
Sarge, you know what I mean? It's $300.
I want more. Zoe knows how to negotiate, so I'd negotiate
Sarge,
more.
How picky, Sarge.
No, but you could do it right now between now and 2 o'clock.
No, I just want to say to him, he can't stop. He's got to just eat it.
Give him, if he gets the entire jar of mayonnaise down in 2 hours,
that's got to stop to do his headlines.
I'll have you puking your guts out.
Well, it's pretty warm, too. Right?
And let him, and he can drink water while he does it if he wants to wash it down.
Oh, God.
Is that fair?
Watered down mayonnaise.
Is it a little travel case, or it's one of the big ones you get at, like, BJ's?
Hold up. Sarge, we're talking $300.
I want this 30 ounces.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
No way.
It's all bubbled on the top.
It was in the mail. It got here, Monday?
Oh.
Tuesday, it was left on my desk.
You stir it up. You maybe
it stayed in my office all day yesterday.
Sarge, you can even take a half hour and put it in the freezer and cool it down.
You could dip.
You could start at like 12:30.
Use a big wooden ladle to eat it as a spoon.
You could throw it in the freezer to cool it down for like a half hour. And from 12:30 to 2, you eat the mayonnaise.
Yeah. I want three fingers.
And he gives you $300.
$600, you got a deal, Zoe.
No.
No. It's too much.
$500?
No.
I don't think you're negotiating.
It's going to get sick. It's been warmed up.
Yeah.
I get to put it in a microwave for
15
seconds.
No.
Are you kidding me?
So it's 30 ounces of mayonnaise. You don't get to manipulate it.
It doesn't matter. It's all good. It's disgusting.
It's on its own bat.
It is one of the most disgusting videos I've seen. I said, who can I make do this? I think Sarge, I thought you could be a good guinea pig.
Well, I appreciate that, but yeah, not a mayo
guy. I'm sure you're not hosting a ton of events, right? All the bar mitzvahs. And
just had the Revs drive-in.
Girls graduations.
Yeah, been busy on the Zoom with fundraisers for trivia. lot of that.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Staying busy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Music bingo.
Tom in Worcester is challenging Scott Zolak to produce the three $100 bills.
Oh, jeez.
Wait, he text you? Or is he on the phone?
No. Yeah, he tweeted.
Boy, he doesn't work, huh?
McCone says it'll be gone before his first headlines for $300 tomorrow.
Well, I'm getting texts, too. A good friend of the show, Dr. Jeff, says he'll throw in an extra $200.
So he'll give you $200. Zoe will give you $300.
So that's
$500 to eat the entire jar before the end of the show.
If he's going to give the $200, you better have to put that in writing.
Dr. Jeff wouldn't lie.
Yeah, Dr. Jeff. He's a man of the people.
Dr. Jeff ain't part of the show. It's for $300 or nothing.
Wait, no. $300 for you.
We're not raising more money. No. It's my challenge to him.
Okay. Take the $300 and get the $200.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Near little Tom and Worcester.
He can stop you from... Zoe can't stop Dr. Jeff.
That's true.
Zoe couldn't stop anybody from giving you additional money for doing it.
Sarge, you get as much money as you can, everybody outside of it. I'm not going in conjunction with other people.
Okay, fine. $300 for Zoe.
Let me get confirmation.
And whatever other side bets you have,
absolutely.
Sarge. Can we get the mayonnaise into the fridge at least? T-Bone, can we just throw it in the freezer?
Oh, it's 50. He's going for 50, not 200.
Okay, I'll throw in 50.
So that's 400. 400. See if Jim and Tom will throw in 50.
So we're 100 bucks shy of getting to 500?
I'm going to do everything I can to make sure this doesn't happen.
Yeah, we're going to take a pass.
Oh, why?
Corporate gym.
Yeah, we don't want vomit in the studio.
If it was fully refrigerated, I wouldn't care.
Put it in the freezer right now.
After being out in the heat for 2 days,
so what?
In this heat.
Oh, what's the problem? What do you mean it was out in the heat? What's that? What'd you have it out on the
in the mail?
What'd you have it out on the sidewalk?
I don't know what the mail truck was doing.
Good point, Jim.
How long was it in that mail truck? When did he mail it?
Probably in the mail truck for the course of a day. While they were driving around delivering packages.
Read the expiration.
Doesn't mean it was 200 degrees in the mail truck.
That bastard's expired. Read it.
Coagulated. It looks like it was.
I'm getting that fluid starting to come up.
Yeah.
Leave. A thing of mayo out like a cookout for like an hour and it's awful.
Yeah,
mayo is awful. Generally speaking,
I love mayo.
I like it in as Sarge said sandwiches. In something like sandwiches. A chicken salad.
All we need during COVID is to have somebody get sick. All
Hardy,
over the board.
Last week,
shut up.
Last
Jim.
Week after the show, Jesus. Hardy and I went out to get a sandwich
have
together.
Some fun.
And I opted for, they say you want some mayo. That sounds all right. I'll take mayo on the sandwich. It was the
back up.
Worst decision.
Where'd you guys go for a sandwich?
We went for a sandwich together. That's all. And it was the worst decision of my week.
Did you go out for a sandwich with Zoe after any shows this week?
I haven't, but I will.
Hit that Subway on the way out. On the way to your house.
Where's Subway?
It's right in that little middle thing across from Lambert's.
Oh, that's right. It used to be the D'Angelo's. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a downgrade.
It's a good bet, though.
Oh, God. That picture that Josh put up of mayonnaise.
Nasty. Hold on. Nasty.
Mayonnaise hold on. Piled on French
hold on.
Fries.
Oh, wait a second.
Gross.
Wait a second. We can take calls on this. And I know Jim Murray, my man Jim Murray, who I should be doing a podcast with for a food show. Not that that's ever been done before. Cold mayonnaise on the side with a good hot French fry is pretty damn good dipping it in.
Can't do it.
Mix it with
it's gotta be
sriracha.
Cold.
Can't do it.
You know, mix. We've got combining bets. Again.
We've got someone.
I'm being told
hold
that
on.
I'm being told that they don't refrigerate mayonnaise.
Who
in
doesn't?
Shipment.
No, of course not.
Oh, it's yeah.
You, when you buy it in the supermarket, no, it's
in
on the
in shipment.
What are you stupid?
What do you mean in shipment?
It's never.
It's on a shelf.
You buy it in the supermarket on the shelf. You don't buy it cold.
It's never refrigerated or anything. So.
So what's the problem?
It is how it is.
Right. So just put it in
the
fridge.
So there's no problem.
No, there's no problem.
No.
Of course not.
Maybe he likes it cold.
Hey, what you think the trucks that they're... Oh, I get what you're saying. They're not bringing it to the supermarket in a cool truck.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's in a hot truck when it goes to the supermarket. Good point. Sorry. I'm sorry, T-Bone.
Jim,
understood.
Jim, do you have any good sounders
hold on.
For mayonnaise?
Hold on. There are listeners that we know who are offering up... one that I know that said he will... Venmo $100 right now to make the 500 complete.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's a man of his word.
All right.
Bruins Luchador is offering up $100 and that guy is a man of his word.
He is.
And he will take care of it.
Okay.
Josh in the mail truck says he'll Venmo $50 to kick in.
Okay. So
this isn't like a cancer fundraiser now, okay, people? This is
No. Cash is king.
No. That's it. It's on.
This is disgusting.
That's on.
Look
at
that.
What time do you want to start?
Oh, God.
Well, that's what, 450? I'd like to get it up to...
No, we're over 5. We're at 550.
Is it?
I said I'd kick in 50.
Yeah.
Zoe's got three. Dr. Jeff's in for 50.
If you don't get the sides, I get to stick my finger in. I'm scraping the sides. I'm going to lick my finger.
You're going to get $500 today for this.
How heavy is that?
$500.
32 ounces?
Sarge, $500.
30 ounces.
And you're sitting right here next to me during the rest of the show, and I want to see that go down on the spoon.
No, that's not allowed. We're not allowed.
Oh, no, you just can't take it in that room.
Of course you can.
I can do what I want.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I made the rules. It's my challenge.
No, stop it. You made the rules. You said eat a jar of mayo. I give you $300. Those are the rules.
We're looking at about 6,000 calories.
Oh, no way. No.
About 700 grams of fat.
Yeah.
What does mayonnaise look like when you have to poo it?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Like when it goes through a system.
$500?
No. Could you imagine all that mayonnaise in your lower intestines?
He won't even do it.
No way.
Of course he's not going to do it.
6,000 calories?
He's not taking the challenge.
6,000 calories?
Can you eat mayo on Awaken?
So then don't eat for 2 days.
Can you eat mayo on Awaken? Is mayo allowed?
Yeah, a little bit.
Avocado mayo?
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, gosh.
That looks really good on fries.
I can't believe for $500 you're saying no. $550.
Yeah. Disgusting. Disgusting.
I do it for $100.
How many Hub headline shifts?
Capello's in for $50.
Capello, it's $600 now. $600.
Keep going up. Come on. Keep it going.
You're not going to do it.
No. You're not going to do it.
Let's say, well, T-Bone says he'll do it for $100. Let's see.
T-Bone won't do it.
Pussycat.
T-Bone will not do it.
Yeah.
Before the end of the show,
T-Bone? Are you going to do it if we pay you?
What the hell do I? It's my challenge.
Would you pay to see T-Bone do it?
No.
He's...
I want to see him puke.
Oh, man, Zo. That's good. 600, huh? Oof.
Wow. Okay. We'll get back to it. Sports betting in Massachusetts. Bad news on that front. We'll see if Sarge eats the mayo. Your calls next.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
This was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This chick's got the Rona, huh?
I just had a friend text me who's also in for 100.
Dude.
East Milton Eddy in for 100.
This is heavy. Oh,
it is heavy.
Jeez. Oh. See, I don't know if
watch out for the glass. Jim's looking at us like these two idiots.
Well, you know what? I'm starting to think I want my old Jim back. So Jim in his new corporate role, you're going during the break, and Boss Man Jim wants to rain on our parade. And say, I don't think I know that during this COVID time, like us as a company could even allow Sarge to compete in a contest like that. old Jim would have never thought of that.
In the studio with the
equipment. Jim would have been like, this is great. Yes, absolutely. Go for it.
You want somebody vomiting Beetle where you're going to work later on today?
I'm not working in that room.
Exactly. But if you were, I wouldn't Murray the gag
when he comes in.
If he was sitting in your seat at 9 a.m. and he vomited.
Oh, my God. I might take the top off because
he'd have to shut it down.
The Cane's mayonnaise has that it's got a different smell. It's a little more pungent, like a little more vinegary, or it's got that kick.
Get a little remote set up out in the parking lot in the sun.
Come on, Sarge.
Do it in the sun.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yummy mayo. Okay, yesterday we talked to Daniel Wallach.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of promise and hope that Massachusetts was about to pass the bill that made it through the House as part of the $459 million economic bill that fast-tracked sports gambling. Massachusetts is far behind other states. They've got three neighboring states that already have it legal. Rhode Island, New Hampshire, New York. These states, among others, 18 states in all have already fully legalized sports betting. And we thought there was some real hope yesterday that it was going to pass in the Senate last night. Instead, the Senate pulled the bill, they punted away, and they've decided to shelve it.
Well, I mean, it makes all the sense since you already have scratch tickets and you make a nice little chunk of change off scratch tickets or all the old people sitting around playing Keno down at your coffee shop or your little store down there. Oh, by the way, you have a couple casinos, too, that, you know, it kind of make money off, too. Yeah, you wouldn't make any money for the state off gambling, legalized gambling and sporting events, yeah. How do you have it this ass backwards? You know what, people? Continue to go to New Hampshire and Rhode Island. Yeah, nice little system set up there. Just get over to State Line, hit your app, put your bets in. Have fun. Give them your money. This is terrible.
It really is. It's a problem. It is. I read some of the comments last night, some of the things that were said on the floor.
Uh-huh.
And
what time did this all shake down?
It was late.
It was late. It's like 11, right?
No, it wasn't that late.
It's towards the end of the Sox game because you're texting on it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was earlier. It was, yeah, I don't know. But they took a hard pass on this, which sucks.
Hard pass. Not like, oh, yeah, it was up
but
for
there
debate.
Was sort
was
of this
close.
Sentiment. There was a sentiment that this is not the time for this, that it was, let's not rush this because there's a need for revenue. Let's make sure. I'm like, what? You guys have had years to sort this thing out. Years now. 2 years ago, they passed it in Rhode Island. Where are you? You're already years behind. And now it's, well, we want to make sure we get it right. We're not doing it for the wrong reasons. The wrong reasons, which would be what? Revenues, increased revenues and tax dollars for the state? I mean, what's the problem here? Oh, it seems so simple. And just because they would have agreed to legalize it does not mean they'd have everything figured out overnight or that it would become legal today. There would still be obviously regulations put in place governing it. It's such a joke.
It's awful.
Bureaucratic bullcrap. That's what that is. Get the damn thing passed.
I agree. Well, Jimmy Stewart has chimed in. Mayonnaise is the grossest thing on the planet. If Sarge does this, he's off WrestleCast. So it makes me even want him to eat it more now.
Oh, you want me to lose a job? That's nice.
I don't. I didn't know Jay Stu had that type of stroke.
What does WrestleCast pay you per episode, may I ask?
Yeah, we get an hourly rate.
What, 1 hour?
Three.
Oh! 3 hours.
Ooh. Yeah.
Union guy.
That's all right, so how many WrestleCasts would you have to do to make over $600? By the way,
that's a question.
Tax-free is $600.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jim? You do the payroll now.
What's well, we don't need to give me the detail, but you know what else you could do, Sarge? And I noticed you're starting to get like long locks of hair now. Like you don't even have the chia hair,
right,
chia
buddy.
Fuzz anymore. You're letting that thing grow.
Hey, you and I.
Mayonnaise is good for the hair, Sarge.
Yeah,
hair.
Right.
Look, rub it in there, get a massage, you slick it back, and then you can eat it off it, you know? A lot of things you can do with mayonnaise.
You going to do it? Spoonful?
I am challenging you.
No, but I'm asking you.
The answer is no.
That's stupid. Yeah, I'm not doing it. I'm not that dumb.
Yeah, well, same here.
Well, it's close.
Zach is in Roxbury. Hey, Zach.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing, Beano Hazo?
What's up?
I got a signed football for you guys for Jim. It says, best wishes, your friend, Aaron Hernandez.
Are you serious?
I swear.
How do we feel how do we feel about murder memorabilia?
It increases value.
I was very curious about that.
You wouldn't want like an OJ Bills helmet?
No.
Or football?
No.
The juice.
Yeah, I know who he is. No, I don't think we want those items.
I mean, I'm not saying you endorse anything with those people, but I'm saying that there are people out there that say that.
Oh, no, there are people that do collect that
weird stuff. Yep.
Yeah.
World War II.
Like, oh, we got to get Charles Manson's autograph.
Yeah, we're going to get the Third Reich China set.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You mean like
those
the Nazi memorabilia guys?
Want to see the good stuff downstairs? Yeah. Wackos.
Nick is in Westford. Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys. I had a quick question about the AFC East quarterback ranking you guys were talking about a little earlier. I was just curious, if the scenarios flopped and say the quarterback had the 7-10 point lead, say late in the second half, early third quarter, before they start really trying to kill the clock running the ball, would your answer change at all? I was just curious.
To play with the lead and protect it. Mm.
No, that's not valuable.
What, are you going to hand off?
No, it doesn't change my answer.
No. It shouldn't have any impact because...
I'm sorry, but I don't look at a quarterback as the guy who protects a lead.
No, but...
Nope.
But it's... Okay, because this is where Garoppolo got in trouble.
When is that a compliment to a quarterback?
No, it's a good question.
He's a good guy. He protects the lead.
It's a good question. If you're the San Francisco 49ers, you got a 10-point lead in the Super Bowl. You get a two-possession lead over the Kansas City Chiefs. You want Jimmy Garoppolo as your quarterback?
Who do we blame the most, Jimmy Garoppolo or his coach? Who do we blame?
Both. He looks skittish.
His coach.
Both. They're both. I think it's 50-50. He looks skittish at the end.
But we blamed his coach.
The feet were moving. The head was on a swivel. They got to him. The pressure. That's a good question. Because some guys like Matt Ryan, you want him your quarterback or the lead? He can't see a blitz coming from the front side of an unblocked player. 7-step drop. It's not like it was a 3-step drop or a bootleg he turned into it. 7 freaking step drop. Super Bowl, and Dante Hightower crushes him. Went right around the back. He couldn't see that front side. You don't want that guy.
Whoosh. You want a small piece of AFC's quarterback news right now?
Sure.
Why not?
Brian Lewerke is re-added to the Patriots roster, ooh, according to his father. It's from a East Lansing reporter.
Okay.
So four. That's four.
Camp arms.
Yeah.
That's a guy maybe they want to slide on a practice squad.
I'm sorry. I'm just distracted by all the offers of Venmo.
The food pictures now, people eating mayonnaise is disgusting. It's like you could either watch the Dr. Pimple Pimple Popper.
I think if you added up all these offers to Venmo money, that you'd be in over $1,000.
Just think about that, Sergeant. You're eating it. This has the consistency of pimple pus.
Spoonful, you got it. Mm. Jar, no.
It is not. Anybody can eat. My kid could eat a spoonful.
Well, we don't know where that's been.
I could eat a cup of this if you gave me a large fry with it.
No,
it's
you wouldn't.
Easy. Yes, I would. I've done it before.
Eric and Winthrop.
I'll combine it with ketchup and I'll turn it into Thaw's Island.
Eric has something on Joe Kelly.
All right, Eric.
Did he just say pimple pus?
Yes.
Yeah, so listen, Joe Kelly might not be the hero that we want, but he's the hero we need. Anytime somebody tattoos a Yankee, I still got my shirt, and I wear it proudly. And, Zoe, I just wanted to give you a little credit earlier.
Yep.
You said the sock coffee might have a little kick.
Yes. That's boom.
Get it? Kick in the foot?
Not bad. Not bad. John,
a tinge of toe cheese.
John is in Brockton. John.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So I feel like as soon as Massachusetts legalizes sports gambling, they're going to find a way to tax it. And Massachusetts is going to find a way. It's going to either be 6%, 5%. It's going to be some round number.
Yeah, that's no different than any other state that's legalized it. That was all part of the bill.
But they're going to hike it up so much, it's not going to be – it's going to be like you're paying a $100 bet. You're going to add $20 more onto it by tax, and it's going to be ridiculous, the bet.
I don't think it was out of line. I looked at the – it didn't appear to be out of line with any other state.
Yeah.
I don't think you have that right.
Man.
We'll double check.
Right.
But that was not the issue.
Right.
That's not why it didn't pass. And even if it was the case, why would you not want it to pass?
Yeah, why wouldn't you want this to pass?
Right.
Like, take line six. Let's go to Wayne in Maine.
Wayne in Maine.
Wayne.
Mayonnaise.
What do you got, man? What do you got, Wayne?
Don't eat the mayonnaise, Sarge. Do not eat it. Listen to Jim and T-Bone. In 1984, I was at Best Foods in Bayonne, New Jersey, with the makers of Hellman's, and it was 100 degrees outside, and there were a group of workers standing around those blue drums with the black lids like you see on the lobster boats.
Yep.
As we're walking up to the group, guy's got his arm in there. So I thought he was cleaning the drum out. He pulls his arm out. It's covered with mayonnaise in 100-degree heat, and he's eating it off his arm. I lost my lunch right then and there.
Yeah.
I asked, I says, why are these drums? He says, oh, we make it in one part of the plant, then it's transferred over to be further mixed with the eggs.
Well, in all fairness, Wayne, you got to stir it with something.
The eggs.
You got to stir it with something.
Other than that, it sits in the blue drums sometimes all day long inside that plant, and it was 100 degrees outside. I've never been so sick in my life.
Well, I mean, you got to stir it with something, technically.
No, good looks, man. I appreciate that.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Sarge.
No.
You won't be eating Chinese food anytime soon if you do.
Thank you, Wynn. It ain't going to happen.
I knew it wouldn't happen.
Well, a spoonful, sure, but not the whole jar.
You say spoonful one more time, I'm going to come in and I'm going to rip your head off, okay?
No, it's not a spoonful.
It is the jar. There's no bargaining. It's one jar of mayonnaise.
If you come in, wear the mask.
If that guy's story is true, though, that makes me feel better about that jar of mayonnaise sitting in the heat for a few days.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
If that's what it happens in the plant, then
right. Whatever.
Why
does Jimmy Stewart have such a problem with mayonnaise? What's your problem with mayonnaise, Jay Stu?
He probably doesn't like it. It's personal preference, I'm guessing.
Mm, delicious. Mm. Nice.
Mm. Yeah.
Get a nice cup of it on the side, and it just kind of gets hard on the top if you took the cap off. Oh.
To go back to that previous caller, Rhode Island has the highest tax of any of the states on sports betting at 51%. Massachusetts, the bill that was on the table was 10% on retail bets where you go in person, 12% on online bets. So your whole Taxachusetts theory is
argument doesn't fly.
Is garbage.
Right.
I got you the data. That wasn't the issue. Maybe the issue is they didn't think it was high enough and they weren't getting greased enough. Maybe that's what it was. We've got NASCAR tickets to give away coming up at 12:50. Sarge right now has your headlines.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random 2x found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
NASCAR tickets to give away at 12:50. That's a little more than 10 minutes from now for this weekend's race in New Hampshire.
It'll be a hot one on Sunday, too.
Yeah, hot one up there in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
617-779-0985.
Sarge.
A little controversy in the NBA bubble today.
I heard that.
A little controversy. Mm-hmm. Michael Porter Jr. has some COVID takes. That for most people will make you cringe just hearing this guy go off on COVID.
Yeah.
You want to hear it?
Sure.
All right, here's Michael Porter Jr. making headlines today for this.
No, that's facts. I think that the coronavirus is being used, obviously, for a bigger agenda. And it's being used for population control in just terms of being able to control the masses of people. I mean, because of the virus, the whole world is being controlled. I mean, you're required to wear masks, and who knows what'll happen when this vaccine comes out. You might have to have the vaccine in order to travel. Like, that'd be crazy. I've never been vaccinated in my life. I've never had any shots or anything like that, so it could get crazy, but it's definitely an agenda behind everything that's going on right now. And all you can do is sit back and watch what's going on. Don't get too emotionally involved. But yeah, I mean, it is a serious thing. It's a real thing, but yes, it's being overblown.
Is it serious or is it overblown? Well, what is it? It's a real serious thing, but it's being used. It's overblown. See, when I come to work and there's traffic and it's backed up, and you may have a pretty good point here. Yeah. You know, I take that back road through Blue Hill and I go right past Blue Hill. And there's the mountain right there. And then, you see all these cars parked on. So I'm like, what the hell is this? All these guys with camo, like up in the woods, they're going deer hunting. To control the deer population.
Yeah.
See, this is why we have deer hunters. Got to keep that population down, you know? So we invent viruses to kind of kill off part of the population, keep the numbers down. Got to reset some things. You know, let's clear the table a little bit. He's right. I'm kidding. Okay. Wow. So this is going on down there.
Well, listen, the NBA wants their players to speak out, right? They want their players to use their platform for good.
Can he be fined?
No.
For speaking out against, you're down there, you're restricted. And if he's not big on wearing masks or vaccines, or this guy could be dangerous.
And I'm fine with that. Listen, you want guys to use the platform for what they're invested in and for causes that they believe in. I'm all for it. I'm all for, using the platform to do what it is you want to do. But I told the NBA, I warned the NBA. I didn't warn them directly. I warned them indirectly on this show. That's fine. But now everyone gets to say whatever it is they want to say, and they're attached to you and your league.
That's on you now.
So when you have...
Now you're going to silence and pick and silence and choose what you want to do?
His head coach said, I'm not going to muzzle him. That's what his head coach said.
Just like the NFL used to, right?
But apparently the team, the Nuggets organization, has now spoken with Michael Porter Jr.
Oh, have they?
For what? You can't push the guys to be speaking out on things and not have things being said that you don't like.
Right.
That's just the way of the world. So I would like to know, and again, when will the NBA allow Michael Porter to put on the back of his jersey no vaccines? When does he get to do that? When does he get to put that message on the back? When does
mind
he get to do
mind
that?
Hashtag mind control.
Right. Population control. Is that what he can put on the back of his jersey?
Let's open up. When you let people be expressive, you're going to do it. You got to let them all do it.
Because again,
you're right.
As I accuse the NBA of just being a corporate entity that is, in a lot of ways, and I feel baseball has done this too, sort of glommed on and attached themselves to the message. Yep. Can I ask you a question about Fenway Park right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a massive Black Lives Matter banner in center field.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Great. Why does Major League Baseball's logo need to be next to it? Why do you need to attach your corporate logo to the message? Why is it?
Yeah, your Fenway font.
This annoys me because this is no, not the one at center field. You're talking about the billboard on the Pike.
Oh, okay. I didn't see the center field.
Okay, center field and then bleachers. There's a massive thing. And then there's Major League Baseball's logo.
All right.
The same thing on the Pike. Black Lives Matter.
See, I saw that one. I got sort of numbed all the
Slash
stuff.
Red Sox.
Oh.
And this is, we're picking on the sports teams because we deal in sports. But it is a message that has been scooped up and corporate interests have attached themselves to it all over the place. It's tacky. It's gross. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I agree with
you
on that.
I think it's very tacky. Look, we're showing you a picture. I don't know if everyone could see that on the simulcast of one of the screens at Fenway Park.
All right. They're trying to be creative. That's what they're doing. Okay. Like, so they're trying to be creative with their logo.
I don't think they are. I think they're just wanting to put their logo next to that message.
Looks like mass.
They want to attach themselves to that message.
Looks like a cutout of mass on the side, like a mass put on a baseball hat.
Well, hit the baseball. Got the
schnoz. I feel like the message might mean a little more without their logo next to it.
Yeah, just the square, like you've seen signs around in neighborhoods. And
why
stuff.
Do you
yeah.
need to put your logo on it? Why do the Red Sox need to do it in their font
that is interesting.
And put their logo on that yeah. billboard? Why do you need to do that?
Because we paid for it.
We already know they own the thing, don't they? They bought it. They own it.
I just want you to know we're good people and we truly believe this. So it's doubling down on us.
For many, many years, that billboard was rented by anti-gun activists, right? Anti-gun violence was what that billboard was for much of my lifetime, probably 20 years. I don't know. I just think that, but now the NBA, again, this is what you get. This is what you're going to have.
NBA put it on their court.
And there's nothing you can really do about it.
Yeah.
What are you going to say to him? You're crazy? No, let him speak his mind, and then we can all say, this guy's a lunatic. This guy is fringe crazy. He's like Kyrie Irving. He's probably spending too much time on YouTube.
Did you hear Danny Ainge? Did you hear Danny Ainge this morning with the TNR? So he was talking to their desk about the bubble and is sort of the grinding. Because you know what? They're actually having fun down there. They're having a good time.
I saw a video of all the Celtics guys in the pool.
They've been golfing, eating together. They've been racing, doing pool races. He said handstand races. He said it's actually brought the team together because you have your force. This is all you have. You got your teammates. And you go out and you have fun with them. And he goes, you're down there in a nice weather. You got the pool. Like, eat wherever they want. He goes, actually having a good time. And then the question was asked, okay, and this is a really good question. Say it ends, when it's all over. And then you got to get it ramped back up because you're quickly getting right into your next year because of the huge delay that you've had here, this 5-month delay.
Right.
What's your answer and what's your team think if it's mandated that you have to go back into the bubble? Bubble two. But guys aren't going. Danny's sort of like, oof. We're not ready to talk about that yet. Because say we don't get a good handle on this thing and basketball's got to start up again, but we could do it if we go back to the bubble. But hey, you didn't see your family for all that time. You had 2 months off. Now it's almost like you're in the military. You're going away and you're doing tours of duty. How many guys would go back into the bubble after you already experienced the bubble and you sucked it up and you think, okay, this is all we have to do, this one time thing? I wonder how many guys would go back into the bubble. It's a good question because we don't have a total handle on this thing yet. Does it look like it?
We're giving away tickets to NASCAR this Sunday up in New Hampshire Motor Speedway. We'll do that right after this.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random 2x found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is.
It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985.
Is this Blue Man Group?
No. We'll score a pair of passes to the Foxwoods Resort Casino 301, coming to the New Hampshire Motor Speedway this Sunday, August 2nd. Tickets available at NHMS.com. Again, you must call the contest line to win. 617-931.
Get a pair and party this
Sunday.
0985. Nice.
931-0985.
So I got my my pool guy, Matt. He texted. He's in for $50 for Sarge.
There's well over $1,000 out there for him. To
Sarge,
come.
I mean, I even started to think to incorporate this into my cameo.
Look at Tom, like Tom and Worcester. You putting up 100?
Well, okay, here's the thing. Sarge obviously is not going to eat the mayonnaise. But Joe, if you and I both gave him $200 a piece, would he drink an entire pot of coffee strained through one of your socks? I think he should do it. I will give you $200 right now.
That's easy, Tom.
You know I'm good for it.
Is a sock is a sock recently washed or
can he use the sock for many things?
Sarge, come on.
No, it's a fair question. I'm not gonna go to the hospital after that.
Well, let me finish. All right, I read a lot of World War II and Korea stuff.
Yep,
those guys routinely used to strain used coffee grounds through their socks to make a weak cup of coffee.
Yeah, that's how you do
out
it
in the field.
Yeah, that's fair.
And you're the Sarge, man. So I think that's a good deal. You're not gonna eat the mayonnaise. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
I'll give $200. Why won't he eat it?
Yeah. Why don't I put him on my cameo and he pukes in the background? That'd be great.
Are you gonna do it?
How many people would pay for that?
You gonna be doing it? I haven't seen you accept it, pal.
You don't re-frickin' challenge me with my challenge,
so
dumbass.
Let's see you do it. Talking trash, you're going to talk the talk, walk the walk.
Oh, God. So ridiculous.
Coffee, though, I like that. I love coffee.
The concept doesn't he get.
I'm with Tom, though. I'll do the coffee. It's fair.
I'm not putting up $200 for you to drink coffee through a sock. It tastes the same.
You would do $300 for the mayonnaise to save $100.
That's mayonnaise, pal.
But you're saving $100. Take the missus out to dinner.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't put up money for the coffee. I'm not saving anything.
Okay.
It's mayonnaise, $300, and that's it. That's the challenge.
Yeah, no thanks.
Now it's like, I'm rubber, you're glue. What bounces off me sticks to you. I challenge you. No, you can't challenge me.
A lot of people chiming in. They're good move. They're saying good move. Don't do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you're $300 or $1,000 cheaper today. Or lighter. No. I know you're raking it in.
I appreciate you. Yeah. Appreciate you keeping me in mind, though.
I try to.
Cash is king. Good man, Zoe.
Remember when we left Sarge for that final five minutes of the show?
It's my birthday.
What if we left him for the whole hour, the whole final hour?
Let's not. Scott in the car. Scott.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's up?
How are you?
Hey, listen, the Red Sox banner, the Black Lives banner that's out on the Mass Pike. Mm-hmm. Do you realize that the Red Sox Foundation is part of a sponsor of that? When you look at the bottom corner of that banner, it says, for more information, visit RedSoxFoundation.org. Now, the Red Sox Foundation is supposed to be for the Jimmy Fund and for veterans for the run from home base.
That's not all it's about. No, it's not.
Do you know how many things they may give
to? Have you ever heard of Red Sox Scholars? Have you heard of that program that's been running for a decade?
Yeah, but nothing political like this.
Well, no.
It's turned.
It's not political at all. This is not political. I mean, you can make it political all you want. I'm not going to make it political. I don't think they're making it political.
And that's it should be political.
That's not all what the Red Sox Foundation is about. Who said that? Who said it's only about the Jimmy Fund and veterans? They have a wide variety of programs.
I'm sure they give to a ton, as most teams do, through their foundation.
No, my problem with it, though, is that there's all these sort of sponsored things that go along with this. Like, corporate America's like, ooh, this is hot right now.
Wait, we got to jump on this. We got to get on this, too.
Well, this is popular right now. Let's jump on this.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just sort of tacky. I would say that the Red Sox Foundation has done plenty of work on this front already in their past that they could be proud of. That they just make it tacky and cheap when they do things like this. And it's not just the Red Sox. It's everybody out there right now. But as I said in the NBA really thought that it would be best, and I think that it was motivated by their own desires to have players speaking out on these issues. This is why I tied the two together. The Red Sox in Major League Baseball and all sports, even the NFL, want that message. They want to glom onto that message. And I think that when the NBA said to players, well, you can use your platform, they didn't do it in the organic sense where they say, guys, you guys talk to the media every day. You could be out there talking about the issues that you care most about, which is not any different than it typically would be. So a year ago, before, you know, the last couple of months had developed, could Kemba Walker or Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown speak out on issues that they cared about when they spoke to the media?
No.
Sure they could. What stopped them?
They could, but they didn't.
Okay, but they could have. There would be no difference in terms of what's allowed. But so the difference for me is a year ago, you could have been speaking, and some guys did, by the way. I don't want to make it sound like they weren't.
Right.
Because I believe the guys I just mentioned have spoken up in the past on issues they care about. But instead of just saying, guys, if you come back and play, you're going to have your platform to continue to speak out on things the way you've always had. It wasn't organic. They went over the top and pushing them.
It's an added perk for them.
And saying, let's come up with a program. And the program was the jerseys. And they came up with league-approved, you know, slogans that benefited them. And I just called out the hypocrisy of the league and saying, well, what if a player wanted to stand up for rights for the people of Hong Kong? Oh, no, that's not allowed.
Nope.
That contradicts with our
corporate. Can't get those shirts on the NBA site.
That contradicts with our corporate mission to make money in China. So, no, you can't do that. No, we only want you to talk about human rights for particular people. It's like, well, wait a minute. This is just you.
This
is an extension of a corporate program. That's all that is. And that's why I said, if you're calling out the league for there being only an approved list of messages, as their own players have called them out for, well, then I think it's fair game to take that shot at them. And now when you, again, have encouraged your players to speak out, because when it's about Black Lives Matter, that's something that players do care about, but I also think the league likes that going on. Well, now you've got to accept crazy COVID deniers like Michael Porter Jr. Sorry, that's part of the game now. So what are the Nuggets talking to him about? What are they going to say to him? Don't say that? Is that what they're doing today? What did the Nuggets say to him? When the Nuggets went to him and said, yeah, about what you had to say yesterday.
They send a PR guy down to inform him, hey, realize the bubble you're in and why we're here and why you're away from your family.
We want you to speak out about the issues you care about, but
just
only,
be careful,
but only the issues we care about, too.
Yeah. Someone will talk to them. They're not going to just not talk to them.
No, they did. They said the Nuggets spoke to them.
Yeah.
We want you to talk out, but only about the things we just want you talking out about. Well, that's not really how the game is played, is it?
No.
But again, we can now all call Michael Porter Jr. an idiot. Idiot. That's what you are. You're dope. That's what you get. That's now part of your league, too. You got to take the good with the bad.
All that weed you brought down, they get more dope down there. Get him. Yeah.
I thought that wasn't allowed.
Weed is allowed. Danny even said they're not drug testing down there. So no drug testing.
Yeah, how do they get it there? What about sounds that memo? Like, what about the memo?
It's like he was joking like he knows it's down there.
What about the memo that said no contraband?
I think you got stuff flying around down there. They're having a good time, buddy.
Update on MLB and their COVID situation.
Okay.
Let's get to that.
Oh, boy. Philadelphia, huh?
There's more. There's more going on in COVID times in Major League Baseball. We have a number of things to get to, including the latest news out of Philadelphia this afternoon. That's in 90 seconds.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.